Hi everyone, it's Jo. I've just listened to a friend's boo on his own personal feed. It was actually Rob DJ. And I know he follows the channel, or he did do. And he was asking for people to recommend accessible games. He was saying that he'd never got into the game scene on his iPhone, really, but he was wondering if there were any accessible games. So I've commented on his personal boo, but I thought I'd come along here and put the question out there for anybody else to contribute. Do you play accessible games? If you do, what are they? What are they like and what are they about? So I'm going to start the ball rolling. One of my favourites that I seem to be quite addicted to lately is called Ruzzle. R-U-Z-Z-L-E, I think it is. And it's basically you have a grid of letters, 4x4, and you have to make as many words as you can by swiping in any direction. And you have 2 minutes to do it. And you basically, if you're using VoiceOver, you have to double tap on the first letter and then move your finger over the letters that you want to make up the word. So it can even, you can go up, down, diagonally, crossways, but you can even go in like squiggly lines. So you could start in your bottom left hand corner, you could go up one, then you could go across to your right, then you could go up one again, and then you could go across to your left. You could go in a square, you could do any direction as long as it makes a word. And you can either do it on the amount of words that you get in the 2 minutes, which obviously you're going to go for your small words, then you're going to go for your 2 and 3 letter words, or you can go for the amount of points that you get at the end of the 2 minutes. Now, if you can play against opponents, you can log in yourself, or you can log in with a username and password, I think, or you can log in via Facebook and Twitter, I think, as well, and then you can play against opponents. But there is a practice mode, which is the one that I prefer. I just like to play for my own sort of satisfaction and see how many points I can get, because obviously people who play who are sighted will play more quickly because they're not going to have to double tap and be careful where they go. They can just kind of flick across and flick up, and it's a lot quicker. So that's my number one accessible game. Another word game that I've had for a couple of years, I think, is Moxie. That's M-O-X-I-E. And you get, again, it's a grid, only this time it's 5 across and 3 down. And it's a bit like that game you used to play when you were, you know, when you make a word and you've got to change one letter in the word to make another word. So with Moxie, you are given 52 letters, but you're only given one at a time. And you start off by putting each of your letters in the grid and you try and make a word. So you can have 3 words going at the same time. All your words go crossways. You can't go downwards with Moxie. So you could have, say, cat on the top line. You could have bear on the middle line. The reason I'm saying animals will become clear in a moment. And you could have mouse on the third line. And then you could get a B and you could change cat to bat. And you could get an O and change bear to boar. Now, in Moxie, you get points for every word you make. You get points deducted if you duplicate a word. And you get points deducted if you make a word that, you know, that doesn't exist. But there are Moxie words. And in the free Moxie game, there are 3 sets of words. One is animals, hence the reason I was saying cat, bear, mouse and bat. Because they are some of the Moxie words. And there are, I think there are fruits and vegetables, and I think there's another category, but I can't think what it is. It might be minerals, actually. Things like metals and things like that. But with the animal one, which is the one I like, because I know pretty much all of the Moxie words off by heart, you get words like mouse and moose and goose, heron, horse. So you've got 3-letter Moxie words, 4-letter Moxie words and 5-letter Moxie words. So if you get a 3-letter Moxie word, you get 100 bonus points. For 4 letters, you get a 200 bonus points. And for 5 letters, you get 300 bonus points. And then there's a board at the end where you can kind of see where your highest scores were and everything like that. So I quite like that. That's quite good, and it's not too long a game. If you've only got a few minutes, you can play a game of Moxie. Now, also, there is a voiceover friendly Sudoku, which is something that really appealed to me at first because I'd never envisaged being able to play Sudoku or Sudoku, whichever you want to pronounce it as. And to be able to play that was great. So that is free in the App Store. And finally, if you like adventure games, The Nightjar is a good game. It's narrated by Benedict Cumberbatch, who is the voice behind Sherlock Holmes, I think it is. For those ladies who quite like him, I know there are some out there. You have to play it with headphones because you get sounds coming from the left and the right, and you're on a spaceship lost in space, and you have to get through lots of different levels and challenges, and that's quite good. If you like an adventure game, then that is one that's completely done with your ears. Now, I could name loads more, but I don't want to take up like hours of your time or anything. But I know more people will come along and contribute, but they are four of the ones that I have enjoyed. So it'd be good if we could get a real good combination of games, you know, whether they're adventure games, word games, maybe number puzzles like Sudoku, anything like that, whatever it is. If you enjoy it, if it's accessible, then, you know, come and share. Okie dokie, I'll speak to you all soon. Take care.